This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. 11:45, our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're going to have the fellas from the Fairfax Softball Association in here, and we're looking forward to talking about the Mushball Classic that we are playing in, my team versus Danny's team, 6 days away on Tuesday. If you want to play in this game, you will have the opportunity to join my team or Danny's team, which will be drafting among DC athletes and celebrities, which is going to be cool. It's going to be at the Nats Youth Academy Tuesday night, October 3rd, 7 p.m. first pitch. It's underhand softball. It's called mushball because we use a rubber ball. We'll talk more about it at 11:45 with the folks from Fairfax Softball. But just know a trophy is on the line. They're bringing it in today.
Oh, nice.
So we'll start lining up that mushball classic a little bit later this hour.
We'll start a little bit of S talk with you now. I'll tell you this, just strategically, you're in for it because one of my best hitters will hit sixth. So that'll be right in your face.
That's really good.
Right, because he has to protect the guy that hits fifth.
I'm going to hit my best hitters at the top of my lineup.
Idiot.
I know that's crazy. Also, a little housekeeping here. Someone, this mystery Santa Claus, brought presents to the radio station today. They brought me a Baltimore Orioles beautiful plaque that is gorgeously framed that I'm going to put in my basement. They bought and brought the Junkies a bunch of these same posters framed that are beautiful and pristine that look great. I'm looking forward to finding out who did that. I just don't know who that was. They didn't leave their name. They didn't leave any information. It's one of the nicest presents I've ever gotten. I'm very happy about it. It's going to be framed. It's already framed. It's going to be hanging in my basement in the next week. I would just like to know who to thank. So whoever did that, whoever brought all these things to the radio station.
Very nicely constructed things.
Thank you very much. Who did that? Whoever you are, you Santa Claus, you. Let's get to our Redskins stock report.
We can begin. Yeah, I'll go up. I'm going up first, Tommy. You read my mind. You nailed it. Preston Smith, 3 sacks in 3 games. It's not quite DeMarcus Lawrence, NFC Defensive Player of the Week type stuff where he's got 7 sacks through 3 games. But Preston Smith went from promising rookie to kind of forgotten man that really was excellent in the one Philadelphia game where he had a sack and also an interception to kind of seal the deal. But to this point this year, playing the run incredibly well and has gotten upfield, made a couple tackles for loss, and has been a consistent pass rusher. Even when he hasn't gotten home, he's pressed the pocket, made quarterbacks uncomfortable. 94, stock up.
Kendall Fuller, interception this past week. Covering in the slot as if he's been doing it for 5 years. This is why he was drafted. Scott McLuhan, when they took him, said this is a first-round talent we're getting in round 3 solely because he's not healthy. Last year, he was a misfit. A lot of the season, he was behind receivers 4 and 5 steps at a time. He was playing on the outside, and he just didn't look like he belonged. They moved him into the nickel. They said all offseason this was going to work. In the preseason and in training camp, writers and beat reporters were telling you he actually looks the part. They also said that about Terrell Pryor and some of the other players who haven't panned out. So I was in wait-and-see mode on Kendall Fuller. I am absolutely buying the hype now. This is a quality NFL cornerback, and he's showing that through multiple weeks.
We forgot to mention him until the end of the first segment on Monday because everybody played so well. But very whisper quiet, 91. Ryan Kerrigan, opposite Preston Smith, has played some really, really good football. Credited with 2.5 sacks. It should be the full 3 in this reporter's humble opinion, but whatever. Tackles for loss have been there. Watch him stay at home with a Cordarrelle Patterson reverse. Not only jumped outside to make sure the Patterson couldn't go around him and get a big gain, forced him to cut back in where the pursuit was coming from. Then, by the way, didn't need the pursuit because you're in the bear hug now, Cordarrelle. Thanks for swinging by. Old 91's going to bring your butt down to the ground. He is playing really, really well.
Chris Thompson. We're going to be talking about Chris Thompson at 12:18 today. Are the Redskins using him perfectly, putting him on the pitch count that allows him to be his most effective and dominate games while he's fully healthy and 100% against tired defenses? Or do they need to force feed him the football more often because he's just too dynamic and prolific a playmaker and too lethal a weapon not to utilize to max capacity? Thompson is averaging 8.5 yards per carry. That's because he had a 61-yard touchdown and he's only carried the ball 14 times. 8.5 yards per carry. But did you know that he averaged over 5 yards per carry last year or 6 yards per carry the year before that? Did you know that in 120 attempts in his NFL career, he's averaging 6 yards per attempt?
How about it?
The guy is good. Get to know Chris Thompson as the MVP of this offense because he's replaced DeSean Jackson as the Redskins' big play threat.
Vernon Davis, you guys. Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis is 33 years old. Vernon Davis, did he just do that to the cornerback? Did that cornerback think he had Vernon Davis covered and Vernon Davis ran by his butt for a touchdown, tapped the toe, and then shot a jumper into the stands? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, bud. How about a first down catch? How about running away from people? How about Vernon Davis still got it, man? How about underutilized in San Francisco because they didn't have anybody that could throw a forward pass? How about now that's a weapon? That's a matchup advantage. Old 85 out there doing okay in the run block game, but mostly it's about him running across the field and catching footballs and making people miss little toe-tap action. You see that one play that got wiped out because of a penalty where Vernon Davis is putting dudes on skates? Vernon Davis, man! Vernon Davis.
DJ Swearinger. How have you played on so many teams in such a short time? 2 years with the Texans, one with the Bucs, same season you're in Arizona, then you're with the Cardinals for one full year, now you're a Redskin. How's this happened? You're only 26. You were a premium player in the draft coming out of college at South Carolina as the 57th overall pick in the second round. What am I missing? Here's what I do know. You're not missing anything on the back end. You're not giving up big plays. You're taking away vertical routes regularly. He had a two-tackle game. One of those tackles was a bone-rattling hit of Marshawn Lynch that was a complete tone setter. And in a two-tackle game where he didn't really flash otherwise, he was arguably the Redskins' best defender. That's how cerebral and smart he was, taking things away from the Oakland Raiders and Derek Carr, forcing them to throw the football underneath on third down. I love his presence as a leader. I like that he wears Sean Taylor jerseys and wacky Redskins hats he buys in Cabo.
That's right.
I like that he pulls the team together for meetings before and during practice when he sees a lack of effort or hustle or energy. I like everything about DJ Swearinger so far in Burgundy and Gold.
Stock down.
We got to mix one in here. I'm going to separate these two things. Jamison Crowder, the receiver, I love you so much. You make me pleased because the first downs are so important to you. I love how much you love first downs. You value the football in first downs the way I value the football in first downs. If I was good enough to be in the NFL, the most important thing to me would be that damn football and getting first downs when the ball comes my way. It's so important you got a nose for it. I love you. Keep it up, man. Good hustle. Now, go to another room. I got to talk to Jamison Crowder, the punt returner. Hey, pal. Hey, bud. Quit putting the ball on the deck, okay? Going to need the possession of that football. Go ahead and catch that punt, okay? Thanks. I can't have it again. I know Jay said that'll be the last time, man. He said it last time. He put himself out there for the second time, said that'll be the last time. Just go ahead and catch a punt. Whatever you get a sack, just go ahead and catch a punt.
I got a three strikes, you're out policy on punt returns, even if I love you and even if you're great at it, and Crowder is, and I do.
I love Jamison Crowder.
You put a third one on the carpet, someone else is returning punts.
I'll stand by that. I love Jamison Crowder. I'm about it. I loved him out of Duke. Loved him as a Redskin. I continue to love him. Going to go ahead and need you to catch that punt.
Brandon Scherff, I was tough on you in the preseason, and deservedly so, by the way. I should have been tough on you in the preseason because you struggled. But here you are, three games into the year, and you're starting to dominate a little bit.
He's playing, man.
Starting to push people around and look like a second-time Pro Bowler. He was outstanding against Oakland. The Redskins dominated the Raiders in the trenches when they had the football, and Scherff was a huge reason why. When you're out in front of screen passes, laying out full extension, horizontal to the ground, knocking defenders on their butt.
20 yards downfield.
Big fan of those kind of activities from my pulling guards. 1 week before that, him and Morgan Moses just completely blowing up one defender after another out in space as they were both pulling around edge on long carries for the Redskins in the running game against the Rams. Scherff's been really good.
On that Thompson touchdown, the first one, on the quick catch on the blitz where a couple guys came, Scherff is looking to the right, turns back to the left. Here comes the linebacker. Oh, he picked him up. He knocked him on his buttocks.
Yes.
He struck him so hard with so much force that the gentleman fell down and was out of the play.
Also, haven't gotten an update on this, but his wife, like Julie Cousins, is having a baby any second. They watched the game together on Sunday night.
Crazy.
In case something happened, that they could get each other to the hospital or what have you. Brennan Scherff, like Kirk Cousins, going through the baby watch while he's playing, which isn't easy to do, and he's playing really, really well. Fairfax Adult Softball Group's going to be in here with us at 11:45. Grant and Danny. Dan Helly is next to go around the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.